Welcome to today's Let's Talk Guthrie County. I'm Sam McIntosh talking with Iowa DNR law enforcement officer Jeremy King about the shotgun and muzzleloader deer hunting seasons. This is part two of a two-part interview. What safety tips would you want to give to hunters this season?
Yeah, safety is paramount here in this situation. Everybody that decides to go out during shotgun season, you have a few days to get out and enjoy it. And a lot of time people are in a rush, and they need not to be. The most important thing is blaze orange. It's required by law that hunters who are hunting deer with a gun have to wear a solid blaze orange vest. And the key word there is solid. It can't have reflective strips or mesh. It can't have black lines through it, this camouflage. It needs to be solid blaze orange. That's front and back of that vest. That's all that's required by law. Now, I would strongly urge anybody that is going to go out deer hunting to also throw on a blaze orange hat. The first thing that's coming over a hill, and we got lots of them in Guthrie County hills, is a head, and maybe they can't see your vest, and that head will be the first thing coming up over. So it's very important to have a blaze orange hat on also. Not required, but strongly encouraged. And deer see on a gray scale, so you don't have to worry about the deer seeing the blaze orange and running the other way. They see on a gray scale, black and white and gray, so you're not hurting your chances at harvesting a deer that way. If anybody's ever been like Wisconsin and seen them during their gun season, the hunters up there, for the most part, dress head-to-toe blaze orange hats and coveralls and gloves and even blaze orange knives. They want to be seen. And really, that's a good practice to have here. Too much blaze orange, there's no such thing. So make sure everybody has plenty of blaze orange on. The next thing I would suggest also is during shotgun season and the party hunting is if you got multiple people in your group, is to get together, make a plan, and then hunt that plan. And it can be as simple as drawing on a hood of a truck in the dust or a piece of paper. And a lot of times through shotgun hunting, we have traditions and people sit by the same tree that they've shot deer by, or they got names for all these places. And just make sure everybody knows where they are and what they're doing at each time. So, you know, if everybody gets their spot at 10 o'clock, everybody starts walking, and you don't leave until this person's here and you see that person. That way you know where everybody is. And don't deviate from that plan, because that's when accidents can happen as well.
And if someone were to get lost by chance, so when hunting, what would you recommend if someone is isolated in that situation?
Yeah, that's a good question. They get hurt while they're out there. Cell phones, pretty much everybody carries them now. That's an important thing, and letting people know where you are. So if you are going to go hunt by yourself, maybe let a friend or a spouse or a relative know, hey, I'm going to go hunt, you know, X property, and I'm going to be out there, and I'm going to park here. So if I'm not there, you know, back in my truck, you don't hear from me, this is where I am. There's a lot of good apps on phones that allow people to see where you are based on your GPS from your phone. That's a good thing to do. But just letting people know where you are really helps. And, of course, anytime if you get lost, which we just had somebody in Guthrie County a couple weeks ago get lost in the timber, it's really good just to hang tight, get comfortable in a spot, make the phone calls, and we will have people help find you.
For the deer hunting seasons, what can hunters in Guthrie County do if they have extra deer that they want to donate?
Yeah, there's a great program put on through the Iowa DNR called HUSH, which stands for Help Us Stop Hunger. And that is any hunter that harvests a deer can take it to gutted, that is, take it to lockers around the state, and the DNR basically pays the bill to have that deer cut up and ground into burger and donated to needy families that are in need of that. The closest one in Guthrie County is at the north end of the county in Bagley. So the Bagley locker is a HUSH locker that will take deer. And you can contact them if you want their hours and numbers or where they want you to leave deer, and then they will take care of it and process it all. Now, with that being said, every year I get a lot of people that say, hey, I'm not seeing enough deer. And I get people that say, hey, I'm seeing too many deer. What can I do? So the great thing about this is as hunters, we get to kind of manage the deer herd in a sense. So if people, I always stress to people, if you're not seeing enough deer, don't be shooting deer and give them away the HUSH program. If you're not seeing enough, then, you know, let them go and shoot bucks. That way that doesn't affect your population as much. And if you're seeing too many deer, well, then make sure you're harvesting as many mature does as possible. And if you need to, you can donate those to the Hush program, and they'll take it up if it's more than what you plan on eating in a year. So as hunters, they can help manage their deer herd, and Hush is a good way of doing that without wasting meat and providing a great service to the people.
Wrapping things up, is there anything else you'd like to mention to hunters in these shotgun and muzzleloader seasons?
I don't. I would just stress, you know, enjoy the resources. Make sure we follow the laws, because illegally killing deer can get expensive. A doe is $1,500. A small buck is minimum $4,000, and a large buck is up to $20,000 in fines. So I would just stress, if the temptation comes, make sure we don't cross that legal line. Be safe, know where your hunting party is, and enjoy the resource and have fun, and good luck to all the hunters.
That's been today's Let's Talk Guthrie County with Iowa DNR Law Enforcement Officer Jeremy King. I'm Sam McIntosh. You can find this program online at raccoonvalleyradio.com.